Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. We've been talking about the riots across the United States of America. The straw that broke the camel's back was George Floyd's murder in Minneapolis, Minnesota, by the police department. And Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. Medical doctor, normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. Lee Wickenhauser is with us. He is in upper management, senior management at Genesis Communications Network, the network from which USA Prepares hails. We have David on hold in Illinois. And I wanted to make a comment before we get into some medical questions. And that is that there was a protester who was on camera interviewed, and Starbucks, you know, across the United States have been burned out, damaged, looted, etc. Starbucks, you know, the coffee giant, the worldwide coffee giant. And so the person interviewing said to this protester, "What did Starbucks ever do to you? Why Starbucks?" And I'm paraphrasing this. And the person who was protesting said, "I can't afford it." Now, on the surface, that may seem like so you can't afford it. So what? But here's what's underlying it, and I can understand why she said this. I have never been into a Starbucks. I have seen people walking around with cups of coffee. They've even come to my house with Starbucks cups of coffee, $4, $5, $6, $7 for a cup of coffee in a paper cup. And the eco warriors are thinking about all the millions and millions and millions of coffee cups that are thrown out daily by these people that have to have their overpriced cup of coffee. Now, I know for a fact that I can make a cup of coffee that is perfectly satisfactory to me for 5 cents. I know I can do that. You know, if I go overboard, maybe 7 cents. That includes the coffee and the electricity and the coffee filter if I, you know, brew it with an electric coffee maker, assuming that, you know, I'm not including the cost of the coffee machine. But that's only $20, and they've lasted at least 10 years anyway. So that's insignificant. But the point is, I can understand people watching others, people who don't have a lot of money, watching people go into Starbucks thinking, gosh, I could eat lunch and dinner for what that cup of coffee costs. I can see that. I can see the police going in there and getting their free cup of coffee. I can see the little people saying, how come the cops get to have free coffee and we can't even afford lunch and dinner? I can see that. And I can see the building resentment. I can see that. And that's what I think goes into I can't afford it. Dr. Shealy, any comments about that, my analysis on why someone might say, I can't afford Starbucks coffee?
No, I do understand, you know, that concern, but I don't understand stupidity, in my opinion, in destroying somebody else's property for no reason. Mm-hmm.
Well, Lee Wickenhauser, your comments.
You know, going back to what you said about police officers, paramedics, and stuff getting receiving a free cup of coffee or a donut or a discounted sandwich, I agree with that. They are sacrificing their time, their security, and they're in a high-risk position. I think the community needs to give back to that. Store owners need to give back to that because they are risking their lives. I know a lot of paramedics and EMTs that are from my local area that I personally know that have gone down there to help in during these riots and stuff, and they do this in other situations. You know, they're called in for mutual aid, firefighters. I believe they've earned that. You know, these people have earned my respect. I have bought meals for police officers that you know have been working a double shift. I have bought meals for EMTs, for firefighters, because they have earned my respect. They do this. This is a sacrifice that, in my opinion, the least we can do is give them a free cup of coffee. I understand the animosity behind it. Well, why does he get it? Okay, well, why aren't you making the sacrifice? You know, it's military. You know, I was in the military. I don't use my military background for any discounts. I don't. My thanks is to serving my country is a personal thanks to me. That I don't need to hear it from other people. I am proud of what I did, and I'm proud of myself. That's all I need. I don't need the discount. Some people are all about it. I'm not. But I think in situations like that with law enforcement, paramedics, firefighters, EMTs, they've earned that. They go above and beyond more often than people will ever even comprehend.
I was a volunteer fireman, and I can tell you that one thing that people don't realize about firemen is when they approach a fire, they're very, very hot. I mean, it goes without saying, but I got to tell you, it will singe the hair on your knuckles. It will burn the hair on your face and arms and the smoke. And so I'm with you on that, and I'm with you on the EMTs, but not with the police, because the police are being paid. Now, the gore and guts that the EMTs see, the stress that they see, is really, really tough. But what's happened in my world is the police have been told, listen, here's the way I look at it. So once a month, there's a meeting with the mayor, and the direct reports of the to the mayor, you know, show up for the monthly meeting, and they bring the document with them about, you know, the report for their operation, meaning the police department, the fire department, the city management, you know, those kinds of things. And so the mayor gets these reports, looks at them, and says to the police chief, I see your numbers are down. What's up? Well, we're helping little old ladies cross the street. You know, we had traffic duty and things like that. And why are your numbers down? Well, you know, we were busy doing other things, protecting and serving. So, you know, our writing tickets was down. I see, but you do know that these police cars cost money, the tasers, the batons, the grenades, and so forth. That all costs money. You know that, right? And then the chief says, yes, I understand, sir, Mr. Mayor. And then the chief goes back and says to his lieutenant, may I had a meeting with the boss and the numbers are down. And then the lieutenant says to the sergeant, yeah, numbers are down. The sergeant says to the patrolman, yeah, the big boss met with the mayor and the numbers are down, guys. You all know what that means. I think that's how it goes. Do you think that's possible, Lee?
I think it does. It is.
So the people who get these tickets for, you know, and the old story is the taillights, you know, those kinds of things, the bulb being out. I think, you know, what happened to the days where a policeman would help change a tire, unlock a locked car door, those kinds of things? That doesn't happen anymore. The best that I've seen is they'll call for a tow truck. That's as close as they get.
You know, in my opinion, I think part of that is Joe Public. And I know this just from personal accounts. People have tried to sue the police department for an officer scratching their car for trying to unlock their doors.
That's unreasonable.
It is. It's an unreasonable issue. And, you know, I know in my local area, officers, if it's something simple, what they use is not a Slim Jim, but they call it a simple rod. If they can do it with that, they will very quickly. Otherwise, they will call a towing company for somebody. I know I've had an officer unlock my truck keys or my truck doors because I lock my keys in my car or my truck. So I don't have any issue like that with my local law enforcement, but I do know officers have told me, you know, that I know personally that, yes, you know, sometimes the sheriff gets on them about not writing enough tickets or, you know, issues like that. I call them fundraisers. When I see a bunch of cops, I call them fundraisers.
Yeah. David in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Dr. Sheely and Lee Wickenhouse. You've got a medical question?
I had a medical. How are you doing? I had a medical question. I could comment on some of this other stuff, but I'll ask the medical question first. If you want to hear the other stuff, I will.
Sure.
Now, I called in briefly before this virus, all this nonsense hit. And, you know, we were supposed to go. I was supposed to take my wife to the specialist in St. Louis because of her gland swelling up, her lymph nodes. And we were hoping that at least this stuff would all have calmed down by the summer, but obviously we have new issues to deal with now. how long would it take? We finally did get her doctor to take to do some thyroid tests, which she wasn't going to do, and one of the levels was low. But doesn't that take months to show up if, say, there was, you know, thyroid problems or lymphoma or something sitting there stirring up in the background?
Well, yeah, hypothyroidism should not cause swollen lymph nodes anyway.
It's so to the point where she's having a problem
with the immune system.
They're swelling up underneath her neck and her on the side, mainly on the one side more than the other, but it's getting to the point where it's having problems. She's having problems, difficulty swallowing.
Lee, let me suggest that you get a blood test called high sensitivity C reactive protein, HS-CRP. If that is elevated, then we know it is definitely an immune problem and has nothing to do with the thyroid directly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to get that, we can always have a telephone consultation as well.
Yeah, because her doctor, she's really upset with this doctor. I don't understand why I had to go in there and ask the doctor why isn't she running these tests. And she said, I guess I could run them. Let me see. And she already had to have a sonogram on her back, and she keeps putting it down there and saying it's on her breast. And there are two different locations, and it kind of makes you a little worried when the doctor's getting all that confused in the reports.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, we'll definitely need to be sure at least a CBC, that's just a complete blood count, and a high sensitivity C reactive protein.
Yeah, because she did check some of the thyroid levels after I asked her to. She wasn't going to, and one of them did come back low so far, but she's only been having this issue for probably 3 months, 4 months now.
Dr. Sheely, for low thyroid, is there a change in diet that could help?
Rarely. A tiny bit of iodine, just 1.5 milligrams a day, and stimulation of the ring of fire will restore thyroid function in about 65% of people.
Okay, ring of fire, that would be a bliss oil that you're talking
That's
about, correct?
Bliss oil, yes.
Okay,
but
and how long will...
I wouldn't actually be treating that until we know what kind of inflammation is going on.
Okay. Are you saying that the low thyroid could be inflammation? Is that what I'm hearing?
Unlikely. I think that's something in addition to the thyroid. That's why we need the inflammation.
Okay.
Yes.
And that can be accomplished with a telephone call to your office.
She needs the blood test. She doesn't even need to get the blood test. She can go to any lab test down and get it without a prescription.
Okay. David, that's any lab test now. You can arrange, make a telephone call in your area. And you can go to the Internet and you can look up anylabtestnow.com and look at the fee schedule. David, did you want to hold through the break?
Warning.
Yeah, sure.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. Lee Wickenhauser is with us from Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. And David in Illinois is with us. So you've got four USA Prepares instructors right now, and the phone's ringing. And looks like the call, another instructor, Kathy in Ohio, is calling in. So Kathy will be with you in a few minutes. David, do you have any more comments?
Yeah, you were talking about these and the other individual. I'm sorry, I'm not good with names on the first basis. He was talking about the reason why they don't go to the suburbs, because there's a lot of guns. Yeah, there's a lot of guns in the suburbs. But unless you've been in a city in them cars with them guys in the big cities with the badges, you don't realize how many guns are in them cities. I mean, the first time they started taking me and I had to sit in them cars on New Year's Eve, I would walk around that area during the day. And you see apartments, you think nothing's happening. Oh, it's safe, nothing's here. Once that New Year's Eve came, it was like you were in a combat zone. I mean, there's automatic weapons and everything. They got everything. And if they're not using the weapons that they have, I think they're showing some restraint, but as far as that goes.
David, let me explain for Dr. Shealy and Lee Wickenhauser and Kathy and our class what you're saying. Previously, you have told us that your father was a corrupt police officer. And that
all the way
he put
to the
you,
federal level, yes.
Yeah. And that he put you in police cars when you were a young person, and you got a chance to ride around in the patrol cars. and you got a chance to see day after day after day what was happening. So it's not like you read about this, it's you were there. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. It started at 7. Matter of fact, at 7, I was, instead of being in school for the next year and a half at that time, that's my reading and educational material was homicide case files. So that's a little shocking to see. And I will, I've told you the first case file I ever seen where those people cooperated and they still raped the young girls and the mother, and the husband lived. I don't know how long he lived, but he lived to say, yes, we even cooperated like everybody told us to. And when it was a burglary, and they killed all three of the females anyway.
Classes. So for those of you who haven't heard David on the broadcast with us, he was in the sights of John Wayne Gacy, the mass murderer. And David and his boyfriend, when I say boyfriend, I don't mean sexual thing. I mean, that's what I used to call my friends who were boys when I was growing up. They were my boyfriends. I had girlfriends and boyfriends, and none of us was a homosexual. So when I say boyfriend, I don't mean anything sexual. It's kind of sad that we have to say that.
With the whole situation, with that situation and everything we've seen and found, that should have been reported that day. They had enough evidence. They could have searched that man's whole property. But no, we were ordered not to say anything, and I was told that if I spoke to anybody about it, I would have a tube in my throat. And I never
You're talking about John Wayne?
Yes, on that situation. Yes, we tried. We tried to, because everything we found there, we even found fresh teeth. You know, bloody clothes, and you know, and he was not going to want us to leave.
Any other comments, David?
But what I'm worried about is if they calm this situation down and they blame Trump for all this, our next situation is Biden, and we're going to be back in here again because he said if he gets elected, he's going to executive order to take the guns, all of them. So it'll be a shooting match then. So we're just going to postpone one problem till the next one.
I have been calling former Vice President Joseph Biden. I've been calling him Jumpin' Joe Biden. I've been calling him Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist. And tomorrow, I've got a clip that I'd like to play for you. It'll take about 4 minutes or so. When you hear this clip, you will see what a liar and what a plagiarist this guy is. I mean, it will make you sick when you hear in his own words, the lies that he has told. David, anything else?
No, thank you. Appreciate it. Later.
David, thank you. Thank you for calling in. Okay. When we come back, we've got Lee and Kathy. Kathy in Ohio. And, of course, Dr. Norm Shealy. This is USA Prepares.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a week ago today that George Floyd died while in the custody of four Minneapolis police officers, with one of them kneeling on his neck for nearly 9 minutes as Floyd lay face down handcuffed, saying he couldn't breathe. And it's been 6 nights now of violent protests and riots as a result of it. Vandals spraying graffiti on some national monuments in Washington last night, including the Lincoln Memorial and the World War II Memorial. The only black Republican in the U.S. Senate, South Carolina's Senator Tim Scott, says those who deny there is still systemic racism in America don't know what's going on.
For those who believe that racism is dead and gone and that 99.9% of any group is pure, they're just living in a different universe.
Two Atlanta cops have been fired immediately for allegedly using excessive force while arresting two college students at a protest last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
A trio of suspects now facing federal charges for allegedly attacking police officers with Molotov cocktails during weekend violence in New York City. Documents indicate the Brooklyn lawyers Collinford Mattis and Aruj Rahman had explosive components after one of them chucked a Molotov cocktail at an NYPD vehicle. And in another case, Samantha Shader of Catskill, New York, which is north of the city, is charged with allegedly throwing a Molotov cocktail at a police vehicle in Brooklyn that had officers inside at the time. President Trump is holding off on the G7 meeting that was scheduled for next month because he says he wants to invite four additional countries' leaders. Trump telling reporters on Air Force One over the weekend the summit won't happen until at least September at the earliest, and he would invite Russia, Australia, India, and South Korea to attend. Trump calling the group of seven largest economies an outdated model. And China says the U.S. is, in its words, addicted to quitting after the president announced his intention to pull out of the World Health Organization. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman saying the withdrawal reveals a pursuit of power politics and unilateralism. The official saying that the international community disagrees with what he calls the selfish behavior of the United States. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. Lee Wickenhouse is with us. Kathy will be with us in just a few seconds. Dr. Shealy, do you remember when I was first broadcasting at the station in Springfield, Missouri, and I was really nervous, and you decided that I needed some bliss? Do you remember how my knees were knocking?
Yes.
Well, I got a quick story to tell about Lee Wickenhauser. So I know Lee Wickenhauser. He's been to the meetup. He's been to the Get Prepared Expos. And he came from Minnesota to be with us here in Missouri. Well, so I would ask Lee for well over a year, Lee, would you come on the air with me? You know, let's talk about radio, how it works. Soon. Sure, I'll do it soon. And then I'd ask him, you know, months later, Lee, will you come on the radio with me? Soon. And, you know, this would go on for a year or more. And then one day I pinned him down. I mean, I literally called him up, pinned him down, and said, you know, like, I don't remember what day it was, but Lee, Friday. And so I backed him into a corner, you know, very politely, and he said, okay. Well, we went on the air, and he was like a run-on sentence. It was great. And then, right after the broadcast, you know, off the air, he said, hey, when can we do it again? So that's what happens, and it's been a wonderful friendship, you know, all these years with Lee Wickenhauser, and he's responsible in a very large way for USA Preparers being on Genesis Communications Network. I want to thank you, Lee. Is that true? Did I tell the truth with everything I just said?
You absolutely did, and, you know, it's been an absolute pleasure. You know, I just want people to know that when you and I had spoke about doing a radio show, I saw how much this meant to you and how serious you were about it, and you still are. And people need to hear what you and the instructors and everybody are talking about. People need to hear that. So I'm very proud to have brought you on, Vince. You've been a terrific friend, and I consider you a colleague. Your level of professionalism is higher than most people can aspire for. You know, and I'm very grateful for your friendship, Vince.
And I'm grateful for yours as well. Kathy in Ohio, USA Preparers instructor. Kathy, you're going to be on with us this Friday. Welcome.
Yes.
You're on with Lee and Dr. Norm Shealy.
Oh, hi, Vincent. Hi, Dr. Shealy. I have a question about cysts. I have a person that's got a cyst on their like upper chest, and then I just found two, like, they're like watery kind of cysts. I have an 80-pound black lab.
Okay.
Do you have any suggestions?
Well, I do believe in surgical removal of things like that. Generally done, it is very safe, and you really need to get it out before it becomes infected if it's not already. And a local anesthetic and a simple surgical incision by a proper surgeon should take care of it, either veterinarian, of course, for the dogs, or for a regular physician for patients.
Dr. Okay. Shea, I have a comment. Kathy, what you're saying is not uncommon, at least not around my farm, because we have had dogs, large dogs, who have had cysts also. And what the veterinarian has always done was use a large syringe and withdraw the fluid from the cyst. Dr. Shealy, is that the common procedure?
Yes.
Okay. So remove the fluid rather than cut out the area surrounding.
It can be. I mean, it depends on the... That requires the professional opinion. Sometimes it only requires removal of the fluid, but sometimes you've got to take it out.
Do we know what causes these cysts, Dr. Shealy? Is it the dog food?
No. It can be a sebaceous cyst with an oil gland that becomes plugged, or it can be, you know, any number of things. It can be from a insect bite of some kind.
Is there a supplement that you would recommend that a person would take to help unplug one of these cysts?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so this is going to require a mechanical removal of some way.
Exactly.
Okay, Kathy, back to you.
Okay, that was my question, was the cause, and is there anything that I can do in prevention of them, or they're not real big. I just found them a couple weeks ago on her stomach. But
and I would get a professional opinion.
Okay. I'll
Kathy,
can
you describe what these are so that our class knows what you're talking about?
Well, it feels like almost like a little pea or a grape or something. They're kind of like fluidy. You can like move it around. It'd be like having something under the skin that you can just kind of move around. And I, like I said, I just found him a couple weeks ago. I've got her to lose some weight, and I don't know if they were there before, but she's lost about 15 pounds in the past few months. I want to keep her a little leaner, and that's when I noticed him while I was brushing her. But they're like, they move around a little bit. They're a little watery feeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's,
All right.
You know, she's going to be 9 in July, and these are the first ones that she's ever had. So I had read a little bit. Someone had said that if you dilute frankincense oil, that I don't know if that would be okay, like to try that to get them to maybe go down. I don't. What's your feeling on that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I'm not opposed to frankincense oil. I mean, it should be safe, but I don't know a good reason why it would take them away.
I'd like to interject on this. I have 3 dogs of different breeds, and I have a 10-year-old female pit bull that has these type of masses that she's talking about underneath her jowl. I took my dog in for that, and they said what it is it's a fatty tissue mass. It's of no pain to her. They can cut them out. They just said at her age it'd be better not to put her under anesthesia to do that. They said unless it's giving the animal pain to leave them be. It can also be from ingrown hair, too. People get them as well. I mean, I have a couple of them personally, and the doctor said it's the same thing as what my dog is experiencing, is the fatty tissue mass. It would be very uncommon for a tumor to be cancerous. They said the this is just recently, by the way, is that the chance of it being cancer is about 25%. And if it's not causing the animal any pain, just it's best to leave it alone. If you start seeing that area becoming raw or pussy or causing the animal pain, or it's losing the fur around there, then it's a reason to have concern.
So I've got a comment, Dr. Shealy. There's a common thread that went through what Lee Wickenhauser said, Kathy in Ohio said, and I said, and that is the age of the dog. So we've seen it with TJ, an English Mastiff. We've seen it with German Shepherds, and all were near end of life in terms of age. They didn't die immediately, but, you know, they were up there and, you know, the 80% life expectancy has, you know, range. That's what I'm hearing. So does that bring any more information to you, Dr. Shealy, as to
what you're saying? Well, interestingly, now that you mentioned a lipoma, see, I wouldn't think of that as feeling like a cyst. A lipoma to me has a more solid feeling than a cyst. It is tissue, and it is somewhat soft, but there's a very big difference in human beings. I don't know dogs. In human beings, a big difference between a regular cyst and a lipoma.
And what is lipoma, Dr. Shealy?
It's actually a fatty tumor, and they're not uncommon. I've had 2 of them removed from my own body, one of them 50 years ago and one of them a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions, Kathy?
No, that's all I wanted to know. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Dr. Shealy. Thank you, Vincent.
Thank you, Kathy. We'll see you on Friday.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. That was Kathy, USA Prepares instructor, and she brings us tips for survival, tips for saving money, tips for thrift. She really knows her stuff, and it's delightful broadcasting with her. So who's Kathy? Well, Kathy is a USA Prepares classmate. And she decided that she would call in, and I liked her so well, I called her off the air. We talked about having her on the air, and she talks about canning and just so many things that you can do right now to save money, canning, gardening, etc. Dr. Shealy, any comments so far about some of the things that we've talked about?
Yep.
Okay. Lee, there was a tractor trailer that it was a tanker, and it was on the interstate, and this thing was going full speed near Minneapolis, downtown Minneapolis, on Sunday night, and the video showed this massive rig speeding down I-35W, the I-35W bridge around 6 p.m., when local protesters were all over the bridge. And this thing was flying down the road, and people scrambled to run out of the way. And we don't know if anyone was run over, but there could have been 100 people run mowed down by this tractor trailer. And the tractor trailer came to a stop, and the protesters yanked this driver out of the rig and beat him up. Did you hear about that story?
I did.
And any comments? This was wild. I mean, this was real serious.
You know, I'm a person of I don't like violence. Obviously, the truck driver did something they shouldn't have done. And, you know, maybe it was just miscommunication, but, you know, my understanding is the barricades, you know, he drove around them and went through. He's very fortunate he did not run anybody over. It's my understanding is the attorney general is looking into pressing charges. I don't think they should have pulled him out and beat him up. They should have pulled, you know, detained him in any certain way they could, whether it be a vehicle blocking them or, you know, a human chain or something like that. In my opinion, the driver, you know, at some point definitely feared for his life. I know I would. And it's a very scary situation. I don't agree with either side of it. You know, the driver should have known better. Maybe he just... You know, my understanding is it looked like he had a Russian name, so maybe he wasn't understanding a GPS or he couldn't understand English very well. We don't know. Not enough information has come out, so it's kind of hard for me to speculate, you know, what was either going through his head or what the actual case is.
Dr. Shealy, did you see or hear of the video of this man who was driving down the road, and I don't know where it was, but it was a senior, and he got out of his car, he pulled out a compound bow and arrow, and started aiming it at protesters. And I believe he said, all lives matter. And when he started aiming it at protesters, the protesters took him down, beat him up, turned his car upside down, and lit it
up. Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, over the weekend, a man showed up in the middle of Salt Lake, in the middle of a Salt Lake City, Utah protest. And he decided he was going to help out the police. At least that's what has been reported. So he jumped out of his car. He's a big guy, middle-aged guy, some white and, you know, salt and pepper hair. And he decided he was going to help the police. And he pulls out a compound bow and arrow with one arrow. And the protester... Hey, the protesters didn't appreciate that. So he's got the arrow. He's, you know, not quite ready to launch the arrow, but it's he's ready to. And the protesters see this. They surround him in his car. They start throwing things at him. They beat him up. They turn his car upside down, and they set his car on fire. So he was surrounded. Now, obviously, he really wasn't thinking this thing through. Because, just because, and they say in the report that he had weapons. Well, the one he pulled out was a bow and arrow, and he ended up bloody and bruised. Dr. Shealy, any comments? I mean, this is nuts, right?
Yeah, that's the kind of thing you could say. I mean, nobody in a right state of mind would take out a bow and arrow in public towards anybody.
Well, if someone pulled a bow and arrow out and had the arrow ready to, you know, to launch, I would consider that a threat for death.
Oh yes.
I
think he got his just desserts.
Yeah. If he pulled that thing on me, I would have responded a little bit differently. Lee, any comments about this? Did you see this image as well?
That I did not see, actually.
Okay. Well, so this guy's kind of a, you know, he's a barrel-chested guy, you know, pretty tall. I'm thinking at least 6 feet tall. Probably at one time he was in pretty good shape. He's a little slow with the bow and arrow, but he was going to show these protesters how it goes, and it didn't work out so well. Now, he didn't have one of those. It looked like he just had a pointed tip arrow rather than one that would slice and lock in place. But it's a compound bow. That arrow would go right through a person, you know, depending on where it hit him, and do some pretty serious damage. And this guy, it's just one little bit more of escalation. And the protesters, that I'm watching, like with this 18-wheel truck with the tanker that was ready to mow down the protesters, I didn't see any violence on this bridge where he was barreling down through. It looked like he could have mowed. If they didn't move out of his way within 2 seconds the way they did, he would have mowed down maybe 100 people, literally, with the 18-wheeler. Well, he was beaten and bloodied as a result of his escalation or careless actions. And so I have a comment for our President Donald Trump, and that is, Mr. President, these protesters, are a lot of them are very young, and they're very spry, and they're agile, and they're athletic. I suggest that you think very carefully before ordering any more of the military to be involved, you know, the National Guard. We know that 11,000 have already been called up and are on the way, if they're not there already, to do whatever they're going to do. And I suggest you think very carefully before you escalate, because once the real lead bullets, the full metal jackets, the frangibles, you know, and so forth, and these armored weapons of war, these vehicles, before you start deploying those, I suggest you consider de-escalating rather than escalating, because there are a lot of Americans with guns, and if this escalates, this thing could last decades. Decades. Any comments, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I think you're right. We need to quiet down the excess of crap as soon as possible.
Lee Wickenhauser, your comments.
You know, I think it's going to take a very large broom, proverbially, to clean up this mess. I see a lot of outcry for people stating that racism needs to end. I see a lot of people stating white privilege, but what people don't understand is if you are out there chanting ending white privilege, it's still putting a label on color or people of color, and it's still racism. No matter what, you know, and I hate to say this, I really hate to say this, being I am a minority, racism cannot ever be abolished 100%, because there's always going to be somebody that says, okay, this person's white, they have privilege, I don't like them. Or this person is black, I don't like them. Or they're Mexican or Hispanic or they're Asian. People are going to form their own opinions. That's part of our constitutional right. Is it right to act out on it in a racist manner? Of course not. People need to understand that and just come together as humans and live life.
One quick comment. I don't know if you both saw this or not, but there was a guy, looked like a police officer to me in terms of body build and poise. And he took a hammer. He had it all black on, black socks, black boots, black pants, black shirt, black everything, face mask, hat, gas mask, and an umbrella. And he went to an AutoZone in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and he knew exactly how to do it. He just hit with the claw of the hammer and broke every window within 10 seconds and then left. And the blacks were saying, are you a cop, man? He set it up for looting. Nope.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.